Hey everybody, it's Amanda. Welcome or welcome back to the Park Ridge Presby Podcast, the message podcast of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church in Park Ridge, Illinois. We would love for you to experience a Sunday morning with us, or you can always connect with us on social media. We are Park Ridge Presby on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. We hope this message inspires your faith to make a difference for you every day. Well, hey everyone, if you're watching on Sunday morning, you know that today is Mother's Day. So we do want to say a special happy Mother's Day to all our moms out there. We celebrate here at Park Ridge Presbyterian Church, we celebrate all women on Mother's Day. The women of our church are incredible. They're full of compassion. They live lives of service, and we'd be lost without them. So we hope all of you watching at home have a wonderful Mother's Day and you remember just how much you matter to us and just how much you matter to God. Today we're going to be starting a new sermon series called Wholehearted that I'm really excited to kick off for us today. The inspiration for this message series comes from the book of Deuteronomy in the Old Testament, the verse that we're going to be using as our touchstone, that we're going to be coming back week after week to. And it's this verse, Deuteronomy 6:5, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength." This verse is important in both Jewish and Christian traditions. It's repeated often throughout the Jewish scriptures, and Jesus quotes it himself in the Gospels. When Jesus is asked by a Pharisee, someone who was an expert in the Jewish law, how to inherit eternal life, Jesus quoted Deuteronomy to him, and he said, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your strength and all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." Maybe you've heard this saying before, love God, love people. It's another way to simplify, to kind of boil down, well, what it means to follow Jesus. To follow Jesus means to love God and love people. Sounds pretty easy, right? Well, not really. When you listen to what Jesus is saying to love God with all our hearts and all our soul and all our strength and all our mind. God's invitation, God's command is wholehearted love. And maybe like me, you think, well, yes, that's how I want to live, God first. Yes. But maybe also like me, you're asking the question, how am I supposed to love with my whole heart when I feel like I've got nothing left to give? Another way I think about this question is, how am I supposed to do anything with all of me? You know, we're pulled in so many different directions. There are so many people and places that want something from us, that want more of us. And how? How are we supposed to do anything with all of us? If you've maybe found yourself asking some questions like that, if you feel like you cannot do one more thing for one more person, I hope you stick with us through this message series as we ask ourselves and we look to Jesus for how to live wholeheartedly and look for how Jesus gives us what we need to live wholeheartedly. Today we're going to be talking about the verses that come after this one in Deuteronomy 6. At this point in God's relationship with the people of Israel, God has just met with Moses. Moses met face to face with God and received the Ten Commandments. And then Moses has shared all of that with the people and sums it up again in this wholehearted way. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and strength. And maybe the people listening to that for the first time wanted to know, okay, well, but how and what's next? And Moses continues to talk to them saying, these commandments that I give to you, remember he's talking on God's behalf, these commandments that I give to you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down, and when you get up. How are you going to learn how to love God with your whole heart? Well, God's invitation to us is to bring God into our whole lives. I love the imagery of this at-home, ordinary, everyday life. You're sitting on the couch, you're walking to school, you're getting ready for bed, waking up in the morning, life.
That's where we're invited to bring God. When I think about my own ordinary everyday life growing up, I can't help but think about my mom. She was in the foreground and the background of all of it. She made our life happen. And now, as a mom, I know there's not a day in my kid's life that doesn't begin or end with me. For many of us, our moms make life happen. The meals, the clean clothes, the plans with our friends, the learning right from wrong. For so many of us, that starts with mom. And for many of us who have faith today, a lot of us got our faith from our moms too. Some people maybe got their faith from their mom passing it on in a really tangible way. Some moms would memorize prayers or teach prayers to their kids or memorize scripture verses with their kids. For others, it was more church involvement, like coming to church on Sunday morning or being involved in Sunday school programs or other church activities. I'm one of four kids, and I think it's a miracle that most Sunday mornings we were clothed, probably bathed, and sitting in church on Sunday morning. And then we'd be back maybe once or twice a week for church programs. Church involvement, and especially serving others through the church, was how my mom taught me about her faith and how I have my faith today. You know, there's these intentional, tangible ways parents and moms are passing on faith, but there's also all these intangible ways, you know, these small moments where moms, parents, adults in kids' lives are modeling, are passing on their faith. And you know, they're the moments that matter most. Those getting ready for bed questions, those on your way home from school or on your way to practice moments as a family, well, they matter way more than anything I could ever do or say with kids or teenagers here at the church. And if you're a parent raising kids right now, you know this. You know that it is the moments, the gentle way that you handle their big life questions late at night. You know that it's in the consistent way you remind them about their worth, their God-given worth, when kids at school can be unkind. You know that you're the one that teaches them, that shows them that sometimes "I love you" sounds a lot more like "I'm sorry and I forgive you." The way that adults in our lives, the way that adults in kids and teenagers' lives live out their faith, it's the way that kids are going to really grasp and understand what it means to love God with our whole lives. But that sounds like more, doesn't it? More responsibility, more pressure, more expectation. It sounds like more. And for parents, for caregivers, for moms, after the year where they have had to pivot more times than we can count, more doesn't sound good, does it? For some of us, more doesn't even sound possible. Even if we like the idea of wholehearted love, even if we want to raise kids that live wholeheartedly, some of us just feel like we've given all we can give already, and that we're coming up empty. You know, and honestly, moms, that's probably most of us. But we'll never tell. We'll never really talk about it, because admitting that we feel overwhelmed makes us feel shame. And asking for help makes us feel like a failure. I know this is true because I feel this sometimes too. And I talk to other parents and sometimes they'll say they're feeling this way too. This feeling is not exclusive to mothers, of course. It's not exclusive to women. But because today is Mother's Day and because the data shows that women still provide the majority of the caregiving responsibilities for children and aging family members, usually on top of also working outside the home, it's just really important, especially after this last year and all the impacts of the pandemic on families, it's really important to stop and recognize all that the mothers and women in our lives are doing to make life happen. moms and mom types are pouring out day in and day out to make life happen. Pouring out a little bit to help with housework, pouring out a little bit to help with homework, pouring out a little bit more to make sure the siblings are all getting along or at least not getting hurt. Moms are pouring out day in and day out. And by the end of the week, or honestly, maybe even by the end of the day, you feel like you are looking at an empty cup. And an empty cup can't fill itself back up, and an empty cup isn't much use for people who are thirsty. Later on in the service, we're going to have a chance to receive, to experience communion. And when we take communion, when we receive communion, we remember that Jesus poured out every last bit of love and mercy and strength so that you could be filled up with love and mercy and strength that you need in your cup to serve the people in your life. Jesus offers us what we need to love with our whole hearts. The question really is, can we receive what Jesus offers? Sometimes I think we're taught that, you know, the hard part about faith is loving other people the way God loves them. Like the people part of faith is hard. And maybe that's true. But you know what else I see sometimes? I see that being loved by God, like really actually loved by God as you are right now, mess and all, not later when you've figured it all out or cleaned up your own mess. No, but loved as you are right now. I think believing that is really hard for us. And I think that that translates over into our other relationships. I think we think if other people really saw us, really knew what we were like, well, they wouldn't love us at all. And so we keep people far away. We keep our hearts held back from each other. But what if that's exactly how God wants to love you? What if God wants you to be loved by the people that are just standing at the ready in your life, waiting at the wings to love you just as you are? Maybe that's exactly how God wants you to experience love. You know, it would be easy for a sermon series about wholehearted living, loving God with your whole heart and soul and strength and mind, could start with a big to-do list, a bunch of things that you could do to do that better. But that's not what today's about. It's not about you needing to do one more thing, or add one more thing to your to-do list, or pour out any more of yourself. My invitation to you, your only thing to do today is to receive. Receive that God has already loved you wholeheartedly, that Jesus loves everything about you just as you are. And you don't need to get busy doing anything more for anybody else today. You just need to receive and maybe believe a little more that you are loved wholeheartedly. And we hope you'll come back next week for more of this series where we learn about this wholehearted life that Jesus invites us into.
Hey, thanks again for listening today. If you'd like to hear more from us, you can subscribe to this podcast or find us on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. We are at Park Ridge Presby on all platforms.